we're talking about early voting going on now at the Memorial Coliseum. What did you want to say?
Hey, you were talking about the early voting. I was out there yesterday, and I was out there right around 11 o'clock. It only took about 20 minutes to get through the line. It was moving pretty steady and everything. I guess it wasn't as bad as what they reported later on in the afternoon. But the one thing I wanted to say, yes, everybody or anybody going out there, does, if you're wearing a shirt that says Trump or Biden on it, either way, Republican or Democrat, you are going to be asked to reverse the shirt. There were people in line in front of me, and as it was a husband and wife, and they were older. They were probably in their mid-60s.
Yeah.
And they were wearing Trump shirts. Oh. And a lady came up to them, and all of a sudden, the lady stepped out of line, and she showed her where the bathroom was. And the man, he took his shirt off and turned it inside out and put it back on.
Wait,
and then the lady came back out of the bathroom, and her shirt was, she had her shirt on, but it was inside out, so you couldn't see the Trump on it.
So they don't want electioneering at the polls.
That's exactly right.
Wait a minute. Let me ask you something. Did the guy that turned his shirt around, did he do it there in line right in front of everybody, or did he go to the bathroom?
Yes, sir, he did. No, he did it right there in line. Because if he went to the bathroom, his wife had to go to the restroom to do it naturally. If he had gone to the restroom to do it, he would have lost his place in line and would have had to get back in line at the end. So he did it right there. And oh my goodness, you should have heard some of the things he said. And I don't blame him. After he voted and he was on his way out, he stopped. Just before he went out of the voting area, he was still in where the voting booths were.
Yeah.
He took his shirt off and he reversed it again.
Right there?
And he put it back on so that the Trump, yes, right there in front of God and everybody.
Waking up with Jim, Carrie, and Angie on Classic Hits 101.7.